Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
On this Encore show, Darren and I discuss how important it is to step over the line, turning your trust away from the world and putting it all in God's care. One of Darren's favorite scriptures, Mark 10:27, gives you great insight in the fact that those things that are impossible with men are possible with God. We get a call from Oklahoma, and Mike's daughter has an inoperable tumor in her lung. Darren describes a tumor like an ice cube that melts away as you pray the prayer of faith. The healing fire of Holy Spirit will melt away those tumors. And when it comes to finances, let's exchange the world's solution of filing for chapter 7 and 13 by going to God's chapter, Ephesians 3:20. Now let's join the program.
Welcome. We're glad that you're listening today. And if you'd like to call in, maybe you have a praise report that would just bless somebody else. You know, they're going through the pits. Maybe it's the same deal as you're into. Well, I mean, if you've been blessed, why don't you give us a call and share that with our radio audience? Because I want to tell you this, our people really pray. And they will ask me weeks after, sometimes even months after, what happened to that guy that called you? You know, sometimes I don't hear back. And then later on, with some distance in between contact, they say, Darren, thank you for praying for me. You know, we had such a marvelous breakthrough. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks for calling back and letting us know, because we don't take it lightly. When you have a need, we really try to pray.
I believe what the enemy does sometimes, Darren, is it takes us from crisis to crisis. And it's important that in between the crises, when God answers prayer, that we praise him for it and we let others know. We shout it from the housetops, as it
Absolutely.
Says in the New Testament. I have a letter from Lucille in the Portland area. And thank you, Lucille, for this article about Coates, Sergeant Damon Coates. We've wanted to stay updated with his condition. And here's one from March 27th, 2003. Sergeant Damon Coates, once near death, was moved Wednesday to a rehabilitation facility where doctors say he will work on his ability to swallow and move the left side of his body. They say it's going to be a very long recovery. He has limited movement on the left side of his body and is unable to swallow. He's fed through a tube attached to his abdomen, which is a source of discomfort for him. And while in rehabilitation, Coates will spend time each day in a gym working on his balance, standing and dressing and feeding himself. He wants to recover and be fully independent, and he will work diligently to make that happen. Last night we were watching a news show about the Central Park jogger and how she was so beaten, her face beaten until her eye had popped out of its socket. And they put the eye back in, and she's seeing very well today, and that's been 14 years. So we know that wonderful things can happen. I believe you can't even tell, except by one scar on her face, that anything had ever happened to her. And sometimes she's unbalanced when she walks. But besides that, she's just a normal person, enjoying life, and we're going to pray that same for Sergeant Coates. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the recovery thus far, and we praise you, Lord, that you're going to continue to work in his body to bring him to full wholeness and complete wholeness in his body, Lord. I praise you that it won't be a long recovery, that it will be sooner than the doctors ever expected, and we praise you and thank you that you are working with the doctors.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
And Lord, you can speed this up. It doesn't have to take, quote, that normal recovery time. And Lord, you're the greatest therapist there ever was. I mean, you can just up and fix that. We ask you to do that. And we lift up his wife, Tammy, right now in the name of Jesus. Mm. Amen. You know, that officer was shot while we were in Portland last trip.
Yes, yes.
And our hearts really go out to him. But we're going to keep praying for him. We're not just going to wring our hands and say, oh, my, I wish it wouldn't happen. Well, it happened. But you know something? God can do all things. In fact, if you read Mark 10:27, with men now it's impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God. Looks like we got a call from Oklahoma. Let's take it. Is this Mike?
Yes, sir, it is, Darren.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing good, Darren. My praise is, I just praise God and Jesus Christ that we have pray warriors like you and Barbara out there, and that's my praise today.
Well, thank you. Very kind of you.
Well, Darren, I have a prayer request. Darren, my daughter is just been found to have a tumor. She's 22 years old.
Okay.
We're devout, strong Christians. We believe in the Spirit and all that He moves, all that He does for us in Jesus, and we just want complete healing, Darren, and we just, of course, we're accepting God's will and Jesus' will, but we just ask that you would pray with us or for us on this.
Yeah, we can do that. What's your daughter's name, Mike?
It's Kale.
How do you spell it?
K-A-Y-L-E.
And how old is she?
She's 22, Darren.
Is she married?
No, sir, she's not.
Is she a Christian?
Yes, sir, she is.
Okay. Has she ever been healed before?
Oh, yes, Darren, many times.
Okay. Where is the tumor?
Right. It's inoperable. It's right in the middle of her lungs and kind of in a spot that they can't really get to.
Well, that's good. Because we won't give the doctors a chance to mess it up.
Okay.
You know, we've got a fellow here in Denver that had carpal tunnel, and he came up one night and asked me to pray for him, and then he went off and he got the other hand operated on. The doctors messed it up, and Jesus fixed the other one. And when he'd come to class, I'd say, how you doing? He said, well, the one the doctors worked on still hurting. I said, well, we should have gone to Jesus first. And, you know, when people say inoperable, incurable, that's like saying, sick him to a dog. Man, I'm ready to take that on. But you know something? God can reach right inside and get rid of that tumor. And is there any way that Kale could call me?
Well, Darren, she's in another town. We live on a ranch, and she's about 40 miles away, and maybe she could call you off the air.
Well, why couldn't she call me on the air?
Well, I'm out in the middle of the pasture right now on a cell phone. And
that's fine.
If I can get a hold of her, I will.
Well, I'll tell you something. We'll be here on the air the next 2 days live, and if she wants to call, you know, same time of day, 10:30, 11, are you Mountain Time or Central? Okay, well, we're on 11:30 to 12 your time.
Right.
But Mike, I'm going to pray for her today, but I'd sure like for her to call in so I can talk to her directly.
Yes, sir. We'll see if we can do that.
All right, Father God, we just lift up Kale right now in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, this is so simple for you. It is so simple. It doesn't even challenge you at all. But Lord, right now I just see that your anointing is going right in there to those lungs to get rid of that tumor. Lord, I've seen you do that before. I've seen you get rid of tumors and gallstones and kidney stones and all of those things that should not be in our bodies. I've seen you get rid of them all in a flash. And Lord, I'm asking you to be that supernatural healer for us again today. And so we lift up Kale right now there in Oklahoma and lift up her dad, Mike, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the power of Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Darren.
Hey, brother, God can do it.
We know that.
So. Are you farming and ranching?
Well, yes, sir. I'm doing a little of both.
Okay. Well, Mike, why don't you stay on the line? We'll get your address, send you a magazine.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on here, brother. Okay, we'll put Mike on hold there. We'll get his statistics, and we'll keep praying for Kale. And while we're praying for folks, here's what I want you to do. I want you to, like, if the only way you can visualize this is take an ice cube out of the refrigerator and put it in a saucer and just watch that thing melt. That's how I see tumors melt away. Now, God usually does it faster than an ice cube would melt, but that's okay. You know, but we have to visualize something and put that with our faith and believe God to do it. And he's bigger than any tumor that's ever been in anybody's body. I've seen him take them right out of people's brains.
Well, you know, the description of Holy Spirit is fire.
Right.
And when you put fire to a bowl with an ice cube in it, what happens? It melts almost immediately. So that's what we're praying. We're praying that the fire from Holy Spirit will melt that tumor and make it disappear. I believe what you're saying, though, Darren, it's really good for her to call.
Right.
You know,
oh,
she's
yeah.
an adult,
sure.
and it's really good for her to call. The person that
exactly.
has the affliction, it's just so much better to talk with them. And I know moms and dads are really concerned, but it's important that young woman call.
You know, we have a tape series called God Doesn't Have Any Grandchildren. Now, what that means is this. The kids have to come to Jesus on their own, which I'm sure Mike knows. But, you know, our kids can't get healed on our faith, is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And they can't get saved on our faith. They have to come on their own. Mm-hmm. Now, it's up to us to teach them so they can come. Mm-hmm. Oh, got a call coming from out of state in Oregon. Let's take it. Is this Jenny?
This is Jenny.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I called to give you a praise report.
Already, go for it.
I just am so thankful to God for giving us words. You know, I know how the word says that, you know, God is, he spoke face to face with Moses and stuff like that. And I know that I'm just as much a child of his as Moses was. And I know that when he speaks a word to us that we need to trust it. And my daughter has been believing God to restore her marriage. And she heard God speak to her restoration. She knows that was the voice of God speaking that word to her. And that was probably a year ago when she heard that. And last Sunday in church, a total different person than what she has ever seen was in her church and laid his hand on her and said, the word that God has told me to give to you today is restoration. Mm. And she received that word from him, and she was so glad because she heard it from more than one place and more than just the mom's prayers and more than just her faith. But, you know, it's such an encouragement when other people hear the same word from God and are faithful to tell it to you.
Good.
That's right.
Right.
Now, is her husband living with her?
He's not. He's in the Navy, and he's out on a ship in the Gulf.
Is he?
But
okay.
He decided that he didn't want to be married anymore.
Do they have children?
And yes, they do. They have two beautiful children, 4 and 5 years old.
Mm, okay.
And she's been contending for her marriage and just believing against everybody else's word to her, forget it, it's over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she believes for her husband, and she's forgiven him for a lot of stuff, you know, which mm-hmm. could in some ways be considered to be difficult to forgive, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we can't forgive with our own forgiveness. We have to have God's help to do that, or we're stuck. And a lot of people get parked, you know, on all kinds of things that go on. But I believe God has an answer for you.
Well, I believe that what he's saying to her himself.
Now, what?
And what he's saying through other people.
Yeah, what's your daughter's name?
Eva.
Eva.
And her husband's name is Morgan.
Okay. Well, you know, I tell you, God's down there in the Gulf, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is.
And he can work on him and bring him around to, you know, thinking straight. But he needs to be there with his kids.
He hasn't filed for divorce yet, has he?
No, he has not.
Okay, all right. Well, Father God, in Jesus' name, we lift up Eva and we lift up Morgan. And we say, Father God, by the confirmation of two or more witnesses, that, Lord, it will be established. That you will come into the lives of Eva and Morgan, and you will restore their marriage. Father God, that you will touch Morgan's heart, that you will bring a spirit of reconciliation and a spirit of salvation into this man's heart. In Jesus' name, and as these children and Eva are praying for him, Father God, that he will receive a new revelation where he is of who you are, Lord, of who you are, that you are the Savior of his soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise God. I think we lost her in the transmission someplace, but perhaps she's hearing us on the air. But we're going to continue to pray for you and pray for your daughter and for her husband.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Mm. We were so happy Friday to have Roxy and Carl with us, and we presented the Sony duplicator to them. And, or was that Thursday? The day is just kind of roll on and on.
Make it easy for you, honey. It was last week, how's it?
Okay, last week. Thank you very much. And we presented a Sony duplicator to them, and now they can duplicate their tapes. And we're so happy for your response. Thank you so much. And we got response from Portland. And, you know, you're not involved with them physically or personally, and yet you gave into the kingdom of God. And we really appreciate that for
Amen.
Carl and Roxy. They're a dynamite couple, and I know God is going to bless them mightily in the ministry that he's given to them.
And we received Praise one God. Check as late as Saturday from Nebraska, so thank
from
you.
From Portland.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at Nebraska on the screen here. I'm not confused.
We're getting all out of state today.
Oh,
my
sure
goodness.
Are.
Okay.
Let's take this one here. Is this Bernice?
Yes.
How are you?
Well, I'm just doing right. Well, I live in, my home is in Nevada, but I'm here in Nebraska. I've been here for a couple of months or even longer, but I just received word that my granddaughter Belinda's having, she's 24 today and she's having the second brain surgery.
Hmm. Okay.
All right. And what's the brain surgery for?
I don't know. They put screws in her head, and now they're coming loose or something. I don't just understand it all.
Was this from an accident?
No.
Hmm. Okay.
This is one deal that they have. The doctors have no idea what it's all about.
Well, we better pray for wisdom then. Father God, we lift up Bernice and her granddaughter Belinda, and we ask, pray, Father God, that believers that know how to pray would come across her path. And Lord, there are no mysteries with you. There's nothing that you don't understand. There's nothing that you can't fix. So we're going to depend on you, Lord, to do things we can't do for ourselves. The doctors can't do for us. The counselors, the psychiatrists can't do that for us, but you can. And Lord God, we ask that your hand would reach down and touch Belinda today. And Lord, draw her real close to your heart. Draw her real close to Jesus, the Savior and the Healer. And we'll thank you for that today. And we lift up this grandmother and her heart. She's grieving in a sense for her granddaughter. But we ask, Lord, that your healing power would go right there to Belinda today. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
By faith we call it done.
Good.
Yes. Now, do you have Christ the Healer by F.F. Balsward?
Excuse me?
Do you have the book Christ the Healer by F.F. Balsward?
No, I don't.
If you could get that book and send it to your granddaughter. She needs the faith.
Yes.
Lord told me she doesn't have the faith for what's happening.
We're going to spell that author's name for you. Do you have a pencil, Bernice?
Yes, I do.
Okay, it's Bosworth, B-O-S-W-O-R-T-H.
Uh-huh.
And the man that wrote the book is F-F.
It's like in Frank.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Okay, and it's Christ the Healer.
Christ the Healer.
Yeah, your granddaughter just needs some faith rejuvenation here.
Yes, I know she does.
Okay, well, she needs to be sent books.
I'm going to send you some money. I don't know exactly when I'll be going back to my home.
Now, is this where she is?
Yes, she's in Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas.
All right.
So where I'm from, too.
Okay, right. Well, we'll be praying for her.
Okay.
Why don't you stay on the line here, and we'll get your address.
I know who Bernice is.
Do you know who she is?
Yep, I do.
Bless your heart.
I'm getting your deal.
Yes. Thank you, Bernice.
And I'm waiting for my daughter, where I live out in Las Vegas, to send me my checking blanks. I ran out.
Okay.
Well, I understand.
Now, is your daughter a born-again believer?
I'm not sure whether she is or not.
Okay.
Well,
I think it would be really important, yes.
And you've been praying for my daughter, our granddaughter Teresa, too, you know, that has been on drugs, and she's doing better.
Good.
And I'm the one that bought the lupus.
Right. Well, Bernice, we're glad for your phone call. We'll keep praying.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay. You got to know now we love you here.
I love you, too. I think you're great.
Okay. God bless. We'll keep praying. Well, you know, God can do those things, Barbara. He can, I mean, the drugs, that's not too much for God. But folks, I tell you, I'm just going to shoot you real straight. We've got to take some words out of our vocabulary. One is that it's inoperable, and I'm not trying to shoot at Mike here. But from God's perspective, these things are not impossible. And we got to have God's perspective on this, not man's. Not a doctor, not a specialist, not, you know, the banker. The banker says, well, the only thing left for you, big guy, is to bankrupt. Well, now, wait a minute. You know, God might have another idea for you. So don't just cave in. And I'm not saying you shouldn't take bankruptcy. Sometimes that's the only way out, it seems. But I'm also saying that God's bigger than bankruptcy. He's bigger than chapter 11, chapter 13, chapter 7, all those chapters. But get a chapter out of the Bible and go with that instead of all this legal stuff. And trust the Lord. Just trust Him. Trust Him to do the impossible. I'm going to suggest you memorize the scripture out of Ephesians 3:20. And here's what it says. Now unto Him who is able, talking about Jesus, talking about the Father, now unto Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all you can ask or think, according to the power that works within you. Well, there are several things. You could preach a lot of sermons out of that one verse, but how much power is inside of you? Well, I can tell you how much there is. It depends on how much word you put in there. If you put... Go for it, Barbara. You're on.
No, you're okay. Well, how am I supposed to continue with that?
If I could talk, I would. Go for it.
Okay. I didn't know what you were going to talk about. So I just want to say that when you came home from your morning walk, I believe it was Saturday morning, and you were talking about, you know, Barbara, with men it's impossible, but not with God. And he says we have to step over from believing the reports of men and step that over that line and say, I'm going to go with God because all things are possible with God. And it's so important to know that with men it is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God. And so many times we find people, and I'm not wanting to put you moms and dads down, but when we ask if sons and daughters know the Lord Jesus, now there's two places they're going to go when they die. One is heaven and one is hell. And I know that only 50% of Americans believe there's a hell, but there's a hell. There's a literal hell. Jesus spoke of that literal hell where there's going to be gnashing of teeth. There's going to be flames. There's going to be anguish and torment. And when you have children, especially grown children, we need to ask for boldness and the zeal of the Lord to go to our children. We do not know when their life is going to end here. How dare we spend another 24 hours wondering if our children are born again or not?
I really want
to encourage you and challenge you. If you have adult children out there, you make sure, because you don't know how to pray. Well, maybe not, maybe so, maybe... These maybes and these ifs are not going to bring our children to heaven. They are going to send them to the other direction. And so I'm encouraging you so much. Find out what your adult children, you bore them. Find out what your adult children believe and what they don't believe. Then you can begin to bind those evil spirits and loose the good spirits. Darren, it's a serious thing that we're in. It's like war. And these people say, well, I don't know. I don't know if they're born again. I don't know what they are, where they are spiritually. Darren, I would be so concerned if our children, if any of them, would be in that state. I think I would go to them. I would travel across the country to say, and sit down with them and say, listen, your life is at stake here. Eternally.
Well, I know you pretty well, Barbara, and you would have already taken care of that.
Yeah. Oh,
you've been after him.
Yeah.
You know, a while ago, I didn't have a frog in my throat. I had an alligator. I couldn't get any air out of my throat.
Well, it's because you hadn't given me any time to speak.
I did
appreciate what you said. You were talking about Ephesians 3:20, but I did appreciate the other day when you came home from your walk and you said, you know, Barbara, a lot of people are believing in man's report, and with men it's impossible.
That's right.
It's actually impossible, but not with God. And you actually drew a line there in the kitchen and you said, I'm not going with man. I'm crossing that line and I'm going with God because all things are possible with God. You know, we kind of say that verse, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We say it so quickly in the body of Jesus Christ, especially charismatics. You know, with man it's impossible, but not with God, because praise God, all things are possible with God, and we don't live it. And I don't know, Darren, I'm on a soapbox, I guess, because people talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk, and that's so sad.
You know, we've got quite a few people come to our meetings and go to this one particular church in Denver, and if the pastor says God is good, the whole congregation said, all the time. Well, that's okay, except you better believe that. And it better not just be a rote response. It's almost like conditioned response. It's like if you say to your dog in the house, speak, and the dog barks immediately. Dog doesn't stop to think about that. It's an automatic response. Some of you believers aren't thinking about what you're saying, and you need to get that in your hearts. And I'm going to recommend again that you memorize that Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him who is able to do beyond all you can ask or think, exceedingly abundantly, Well, that means God can really do it. He can do it all, not just part of it. He can do it all. Mm-hmm. And ask him. Ask him. What you need to do is decide. Now, in that scripture that you just quoted in Mark 10:27, it says, with men it's impossible. Now, are you with men or are you with God? Which is it? Which kingdom are you in? You can't be in both. You're either one or the other. All right, with men it's impossible. So I've decided, and that's what I was telling you the other morning when I got back to my walk. I'm not with man. I'm over here with God. With God, all things are possible. Well, I want to be over there.
I want to be in the possibilities.
That's
I know
right.
You,
exactly.
We sent out a tape, about possibilities, impossibilities, and some of you are living in the impossibilities. And you need to just cross over into the possibilities. God is such a wonderful God of possibilities. He can do it, and as Darren said, exceedingly, abundantly, beyond all we could think or ask. If you would take that verse and the power, he works, how does he work with the power that is in you? He works with the power that is in you. Now, if you're living, like Darren, you've said so many times, on a little tiny, battery, where it just doesn't give too much light, then we're gonna have to increase our learning through the Word of God, increase our knowledge of the Word, increase our understanding of the Word, so that we can have more faith. We need to have a beacon shining, not just a little, what do you call those little tiny lights?
A pin light,
that's right. We just don't need a pin light, we need a big beacon.
You need a beacon, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But folks, I'm going to tell you something. Once you move, and somebody need to move across the street, you need to get away. And that's why God, I believe, says, go ye, get out of where you are. Mm-hmm. Some of you, I mean, you're caught in the loop. You need to decide, I'm going with God. I'm going to be with him. I'm going to think like he thinks. I'm going to talk like he talks. And if you're going to talk like he talks, you got to learn his word.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I'll tell you, folks, I like what I was listening to a tape by Kenneth Hagin the other day. And he said, folks, it's first of all the word, then the spirit. And some of you are trying to hear the voice of God, and you haven't been in the Word. And let me tell you, you are an absolute pigeon for deception. He's going to get you.
That's right.
The devil's going to get you.
Talking about that tape, Darren, I've had a challenge in my life personally. And when that tape came, it's a 3-tape series on casting all your care on the Lord. That's what I needed at that moment, at that time. And I've been playing that over and over and over, casting all my care on him, casting everything on him, all of it on him, not keeping back any of it. And when I do find myself worrying and being frustrated, then I ask God to forgive me for that. And it's so important.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in